Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Steady progress is how the White House describes talks on raising the debt ceiling and how Speaker Kevin McCarthy's feeling good about it.
Where we were a week ago and where we are today is a much better place because we got the right people in the room discussing it in a very professional manner with all the knowledge, all the background from all the different leaders of what they want.
And from the traveling White House,
President Biden has been updated on negotiations between his administration and lawmakers regarding the potential government default during his G7 visit to Japan. This comes after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said earlier Thursday that he could see the path to an agreement. Congress needs to raise the limit to avoid the default as soon as June 1st, and Republicans are looking for spending cuts in exchange for their votes to increase the nation's borrowing limit. I'm Skip Kelly.
But the House Freedom Caucus wants to stop debt ceiling talks until the Senate passes the House bill that links the debt ceiling to budget cuts. Meanwhile, at the summit, the leaders have approved a new package of sanctions and export controls against Russia over the war in Ukraine. And there's word another leader is coming to the summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He'll arrive Sunday after a stop in Saudi Arabia. Texas is looking west for destinations for busloads of migrants, and Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is not happy.
Buffoonery is what it is, and it's really a very insensitive, a disingenuous act from someone who claims to be a servant of the people, and he really isn't.
Hancock referring to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. A bus carrying 41 asylum seekers arrived in Denver yesterday. Abbott says he's doing it because Texas border towns are overrun with migrants. It's ChatGPT, the app. OpenAI's released its iPhone version of its comprehensive artificial intelligence program. The Android version's to come. ChatGPT is the best-known AI, capable of answering questions in near real time in complete sentences. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If Tiger Woods' former girlfriend, Erica Herman, wants more from Woods, it will be through private arbitration. A Florida judge has ruled the couple's non-disclosure agreement is valid in mandating a private arbitration. Herman's accused Woods of sexual assault during their time together. A big honor for one of Hollywood's biggest stars. Harrison Ford received a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival for his time playing Indiana Jones. But the new film in the franchise got a lukewarm reception. You'll get to find out for yourself at the end of June when Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny opens in the USA. If you're a fan of Pappy Van Winkle and other rare expensive whiskeys, you know it's not so much the price but the availability that is the big challenge. In Oregon, the state's liquor commission has now come up with new rules on how its own employees can buy the good stuff. The Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission made news over employees scoring rare liquors at cost before they could make it to store shelves. It's a big weekend for NASCAR fans as an old track comes back to life. The historic North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina will host the NASCAR Cup All-Star Race this weekend. Track's been closed since 1996. but has undergone a $22 million renovation spearheaded by Dale Earnhardt Jr. It's a small track, small capacity. Just 25,000 will get to see the race in person on Sunday night. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, it seems like everything is being weaponized these days, especially as it relates to the government, whether we're talking about the FBI, the CIA, the intelligence community, corporate America. It has all been weaponized. And then you get the John Durham report. And this one line that people seem to be overlooking is the basis of everything. And it really points to the fact that we are in a constitutional crisis. Now, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is going to be on in just a second. And he's a constitutional attorney. He has been fighting and encouraging people. You've got to go back and know what the standards are. You know, what are we holding to? You know, our primary principle, our first principle, is all based in the Constitution. You abandon the Constitution and you find yourself where you are right now in America. You're in chaos. John Adams said it quite brilliantly. He said our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Morality and virtue are the foundation of our republic and necessary for a society to be free. Now listen to what John Durham says. He says new rules don't matter until the FBI starts caring about fidelity, bravery, and integrity. John Whitehead, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Keeping busy with all the cases and trying to keep freedom alive in this country. But it's I'd say America's in the worst situation I've ever seen it in terms of freedom. And people basically today that I talk to are half asleep or walking. Mm-hmm. And I keep reminding them of what Hitler said. The key to good leadership for people like him especially was the sleepwalking people.
Exactly.
To get people to wake up and look at the founding documents and start practicing those. And really, I think it goes back beyond the Constitution to the Declaration of Independence, if I can read a couple sentences. Thomas Jefferson wrote, was verified on July 4, 1776, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute a new government." This is the one reason that it's not studied in schools today, colleges and stuff, because what it says is, and it reemphasizes what John Adams says, this is a country based on Judeo-Christian values. Mm-hmm. And that is that our rights come from the Creator, not government. No.
Yes.
And that's the key. And when they start thinking to you that we can do this or we can do that, we show in our commentaries, they're always violating our rights. And it's time for the American people to say we're not putting up with this anymore. We're going to alter or abolish it. Better get back to your job, guy, which is representing us, because the American people are the government.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's clear what's happened now, John. This has been going on for so long, I mean for decades, that the elites are very happy the way the way things are right now. And, you know, because they're getting their way and they're being served, not serving. And that is what our founding fathers held to as servants of the, you know, of the republic. They were servants of the people, not to be served. But things have been turned around. It's all about, you know, what these elected officials, and I know I'm saying that in a broad stroke sort of way. So I our audience is smart enough to understand that, you know, this is in general context. Okay. Not all politicians are this way, but that's the problem. See, because we want to accommodate, you know, the good with the bad, and you can't. You've got to be able to call out the bad and the evil for what it is. And just like you said, you know, it's really we the people have the government that we deserve. If we're sleepwalking and we're not participating, well, then guess what? You know, have Joe Biden as your president. Have him get rid of energy independence and start costing you more money. I mean, what are we talking about? The average household now somewhere $5,000-$7,000 a year because of Joe Biden? Because of inflation and all the other policies that have impacted us. So, I mean, if that's what you like, yeah.
Biden's making a point. The one thing the government wants is our money.
Right.
That's why they overtax us. That's why he's hiring 87,000 new IRS agents, many of them loaded to the hilt with weapons. And
right.
What are they going to do?
Yeah,
if you disagree
right.
or file the wrong complaint or make a mistake on your IRS form, you could have them coming through your door.
Right. Unless you're Hunter Biden,
exactly.
If you're Hunter Biden,
exactly.
then they're going to
the
pack their guns away and move, right? Go ahead.
The elite get their way. And that's the so-called deep state that has emerged over the last, I'd say, 8 or 9 years when it was leaked by an FBI agent who said basically we're ruled by the Seventh Floor Group, which is known as the deep state. And a study was done to show you that it's basically 585 billionaires. And that's the problem. They're global, too. They're woken into a global government. That's why we have a Chinese police station now in New York and supposedly somewhere else over the United States, four or five other cities.
Yeah, right, exactly.
These Confucius Institutes are now going into colleges, and they're run by the Chinese government, and Biden's helped getting funding for them, supposedly.
Right.
There's over
40 of those, John, in the universities in the country.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
over 40 of them. And, of course, their tentacles are never ending. I mean, we got the G7 going on, and you've got a warning, you know, to the G7 from the communist Chinese, you know, because the G7 wants to deal with China. And they're telling them, hey, you don't want to go there, right? So, you know, it's unending. I mean, their influence and their demands is unending. And, you know, a race is on to protect, you know, the Western world as we know it.
It's more than a race is on. I think what's happened is, and again, if people think, how long has it been when you go into stores and you buy products, most of them may come from China.
Right.
How in the world did we ever allow that to happen? That our economy would be run by the Chinese, who have concentration camps where people can be taken away from if they have a bad social credit score.
Right, right.
What in the world are we allowing that? And Edward Snowden said it about 3 months ago in an interview. He says, I'm just shocked at how strong the Chinese influence is around the world and in the United States.
Yeah.
So we're moving into a global environment. The only way we're going to stop that, we don't need to be in a global environment. We need America to be the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we're going to have to stand up and push back on it and say, we're going to start running our country. I mean, supposedly the Chinese have bought up about 100 million acres of farmland in America.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, watch out, folks.
Exactly.
Be eating.
Yeah. You see, John, it isn't that we gave it away. It was our elected officials. They gave it away. They gave away our assets. And then so where's the quid pro quo? So they support China at the expense of the American people, and they got a lot of money. I mean, of course, a lot of focus is on the Biden family, but people need to understand, many elite have been captured by the communist Chinese, and their wallet is getting fattened at our expense.
Exactly. It is.
That's the way it is. Hey, we've got to go to break. We've got more from John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Stay with us right here.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
You know, what John Whitehead said is so true, is that, you know, we're kind of sleepwalking through this thing. And then we're wondering why we're being told what to do and our freedoms are constantly being impinged upon. You know, we have a little bit of a fight back. You know, the moms in Virginia, dads got involved, too. You know, some of the parents now realizing that the heart of the government, I mean, the audacity of the government to say your kids don't belong to you. They're not your responsibility. We're going to take care of them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What a mess that is. I mean, this is part of that same spirit that was behind the whole welfare, the welfare program, right? Who's your daddy? It's the government's your daddy. You know, forget about the fathers, and we're just going to promote homelessness, and look what's happening in these minority communities. All brought to you by the government. And John, as you say, it's not by accident. They designed it this way. It was on purpose, right?
Oh, yeah. They've had a plan. Most people don't understand it, but, like, it's from the early 1900s on, a very rich class took over the federal government, and that's been actually documented in some really good books, but... Mm-hmm. And they like to promote wars. That's one thing where they get control. And I've written about it before in my books. And the FBI in the 1940s was just fascinated with Adolf Hitler. They went over and took some of their key people and studied how he controlled the people. Mm-hmm. Most people don't realize that, but that's all documented in my book, Battlefield America: The War on the American People. And I mean, when you see total surveillance today, they're watching everything we're doing. The NSA has its echelon program where it intercepts and analyzes virtually every phone call, fax today. And all the big corporations, Facebook, Microsoft, work with the intelligence agencies. They get contracts to maintain their intelligence clouds. So they're watching everything we're doing. We're in like a big, huge spider web. And the thing that's coming down the pike, and I'm trying to warn people, and again, I've got to give Elon Musk credit. He said AI is going to take over sooner or later. He says if you have a human dictator, that the possibility of freedom is in the future if that dictator dies. But if you have an AI dictator, you'll be under the claws of an evil dictator forever. Yeah. And that's where we're headed, by the way. And there were two big executives that quit Google and said, we're quitting, when they were working on the artificial intelligence program, said, we created God.
Yeah.
But what they were really saying is, it's going to be demonic.
Yeah.
And they're going to completely erase us as people. If you're going to have, when you have the police now using these robotic dogs, some of them with machine guns on them, I mean, the future, I'd say within the next 30 years at least, or even before that, you're going to see the robots on the street. Musk said that. I've been warning the people. They won't get it till they see the robots coming at them down the street. That's all in the plans of the deep state, the people that are controlling things. Because they see us as the herd, as Henry Kissinger called the American people, the herd.
Right.
Now, they see us as cattle. Well, what do people do with cattle? They slaughter them. They serve them up for dinner. They eat them and go on. And that's not how they view us as the people. That should make us so angry. That's why I quoted the Declaration of Independence. It says, don't put up with this stuff. Alter and abolish the government and institute a new government. We can do that. The 10th Amendment, which most, this is another thing. The Bill of Rights people do not go to our website and sign up to get our Bill of Rights pamphlets and teach your kids and learn the Bill of Rights, folks, because it says in the 10th Amendment that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. Well, great. Why don't the federal government start doing that?
Yeah.
The local governments, start pushing back. And get ministers, get out of your churches, get out in the streets like Jesus did, and start talking to the people generally about Judeo-Christian morality, because, again, they don't have it. It's nowhere in general society I can see it today. If you go on the Internet, the stuff I see on the Internet today occasionally freaks me out. I didn't see that kind of exposure of people's bodies and the twerking and all that until I was an adult in my 40s.
Yeah.
Now kids are being soaked in it. So, like I said, Adam says it's made for a Christian people. Well, folks, we don't have a Christian people anymore in this country generally. No, we don't. Yeah. And here's another thing people forget. The American Revolution was fomented by the Black Regiment. That was the ministers in America. They fought back. John Witherspoon, the only minister to sign the Declaration of Independence, by the way, was a big fan of Samuel Rutherford, whom I named my organization after. He was a guy that was going to be executed in Britain because he opposed what the British government was doing. So there are things we can do. They're all there in our documents, like you said at the beginning of this program, but you have to learn them. You have to study them. And listen, people ask, why is the suicide rate among teenagers so high today? Because our society is, that schools are preparing them for a society that doesn't exist. When they get out there and really see it, it's not there. Like you said, homelessness, lawlessness, SWAT teams, all the things we're seeing, it's going to get much worse. And they see us a dismal planet with homeless people. In some cities, homelessness has taken over the cities, yeah. And that should not be allowed.
See, there's no hope, and this is, again, where the church comes in. And the big word for the church, John, is and it's the same thing that Jesus was teaching, freedom. I mean, this is the ultimate gift from God, is freedom. And if you take it for granted, which I believe, you know, your case, you know, point in case here, is that it fades. It means nothing until you lose it. And this is where we are right now, is that we're so casual about it, but this is sacrosanct, is our freedom, our families. We let the government, you know, come in and play around with our kids and expose them to disgusting things, to, you know, men dressed up as women, you know.
In school, now.
Yeah, yeah, this is disgusting. You know, and we got a military that's all compromised, that, you know, General Austin, he's all proud because we've got such a diverse, he speaks of the diverseness of a military. I want to know, the military is a lethal machine, knows what they're doing, and they're experts at what they're doing. Not that they've got all the pronouns down. I mean, like, yeah, I know, all of a sudden they're going to go up against China and say, hey, we know more pronouns than you, you're dead. You're right, exactly.
Exactly. The Chinese know that. The Russians know that. Other people who have stood up against this stuff, they know it doesn't work. And like I said, and again, we go back to that great Adams quote, the Constitution was written for a Christian people. And the thing here is, too, and as Jefferson says in the Declaration of Independence, we have inalienable rights. That,
right.
What does the word inalienable mean? They're non-transferable. In other words, you always have them. You can not exercise them, which is stupid, or you can exercise them. And that's what he's saying here. Exercise your rights. You always have them. Why do you always have them? Because God gave them to us. I talk to people today, you ask them where their rights come from. Oh, the government lets us do what we need to do, or, you know, here,
Lord have mercy.
They have to take them away. It's necessary. Wow. And, you know, we got to back them up. Well, sure, let's back them up while they beat people's heads in, while, you know, doing all the things they're doing in this country now with TSA and groups like that now doing facial recognition searches and biometric stuff, and the police now taking your DNA and the FBI. Listen, we're headed toward a future that even the science fiction writers didn't see, and it's not good.
No, not at all. Well, it's, you know, like you said, the people are being herded, and if you think, let me just give you a little bit of idea of what it looks like. Check out the Uyghurs, what's going on in China, right? And with what they're doing with them, you know, they're organ harvesting them, they're forcing them into, you know, as you said, cheap labor.
Yep.
They're in concentration camps. I mean, this is a little bit of a preview that's being manifest there in China, coming to a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen. We're not that far away from something like that happening in the United States, and you've reported that, you've written about that, John, as well.
Yep, it's coming. I mean, I think it's already here. We just haven't seen it fully emerge, but it's definitely here. And it's scary, folks. We got a little time to fight back. And I'm saying, education precedes action. Learn the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Get your local communities to start fighting back against this stuff.
And, John, as we always say on special holidays, we've got Memorial Day coming up. This is a great time. If you haven't read the Constitution, well, I'll tell you, you know, put down the hot dog for a minute with the group of people that you're with. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Constitution. Boy, that day, that Memorial Day will be a special moment for you and will add dimension and appreciation for our liberties, won't it, John?
Yes, it will. And the only way you're going to do it is, like I said, get active and start fighting back, folks. Be a rebel. Jesus Christ was considered a rebel.
Rutherford.org.
Carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Steady progress is how the White House describes talks on raising the debt ceiling and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy agrees.
Where we were a week ago and where we are today is a much better place because we've got the right people in the room discussing it in a very professional manner with all the knowledge, all the background from all the different leaders of what they want.
At the G7 summit, a new package of sanctions and export controls against Russia over its war with Ukraine. The leaders will meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky Sunday. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock's not happy with a bus carrying 41 asylum seekers arriving in Denver yesterday. Hancock says Texas Governor Greg Abbott just wants to chase cameras. The company OpenAI has now released an iPhone version of its comprehensive artificial intelligence program known as ChatGPT. It's capable of answering questions in near real time in complete sentences. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Democrats continue to use our money to buy votes. And, of course, right now we're hearing more and more about reparations. You know, this is like deja vu all over again. And let's go back to the war on poverty. You know, we were talking with Bob Woodson from the Woodson Center. Here we spent, I don't know, $25, $30 trillion since the war on poverty. On poverty, okay? And most of those have, you know, that money, of course, has gone to minorities. And, you know, and asking Bob about it, going, wait a minute, how come... You know, the return on investment, so many trillions of dollars is so poor. He said, Bill, let me explain to you. He said, 70%, keep in mind, okay, 70% of our investment on the war on poverty to help poor people has gone to bureaucrats, administrative bureaucrats. It's no wonder it's not working. So now here we've got this call for reparations. It's been there. It's always been humming in the background, never been settled. And here we are. We're having serious conversations about it once again. Dr. Wilford Riley joins us. He's the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Hey, Will, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well, Bill. Good to be back on the show.
Always good to have you with us. So help us understand, you know, what do you make of this stuff? Because, you know, whether we're talking about tuition forgiveness, now we're talking reparations. I mean, you're going to have people that are really upset with this high level of expectation that they're going to get millions of dollars, like what they're talking about in California and in other states.
Yeah, I mean, I think that as a political scientist, what you see with the left parties almost around the globe is that one of the things that's used to get votes isn't the stuff from the rightist parties, which can also be dishonest, but, you know, military victories and landing on the moon and that kind of thing. It's essentially a promise of money. And that's really consistent globally. And what you're right. seeing in the USA is that the Dems in particular, we only have one big lefty party, are really going all in on this. So, I mean, they're talking about things like $20 minimum wages. They're talking about things like student loan forgiveness. which is targeted kind of at the other part of their base. I mean, purple-haired white grad students. But I mean, for my community, they're talking about reparations. The idea is that because of, you know, historical slavery, every black person in the country is owed some large amount of money. I mean, I had a conversation recently on my podcast with Benji Irby, a young black activist, goes by the name The Ratchet Republican. But his point was just, this is a lot of this is, what is it, kind of Pied Piper-ish, because we don't have any money. What? I mean, right now we're trying to extend the debt ceiling to the point where Biden and McCarthy, who hate each other, are going to sit down, have coffee clatch meetings. We're $30 trillion in debt. So Irby's point is just essentially that this sort of stuff is said to people, especially working poor people, before every election. You know, don't look at what the GOP might do on crime or on immigration, because we're the boys that are going to give you the $5 million. But there is no $5 million. I think before you even get into morality, that's the biggest problem. I mean, what is America, 12% black? We're not going to be able to give millions of dollars to everyone who's a person of color in the country. So that's one issue. That's the issue.
Yeah, but when people are conditioned, Will, to look to the government as their source, you know, for living, it's like, okay, and then you hear the arguments were shed, I think, that are pretty dangerous from elected officials that they should know better. I mean, you and I are talking about this in a reasonable sort of way, and I think most people understand, look, if you don't have the money, yeah, you know, whatever. I mean, we can discuss, you know, what we can discuss it. Well, I'm happy to, you know, debate the topic. But, you know, when you've got elected officials going, well, let's run the numbers here. We're talking, you know, $14, $15 trillion that should be distributed, not, you know, not just a couple of billion dollars. I mean, I guess when you don't have any money, I guess, you know, You can reach for the sky, I guess, and put out a number. But what it does, unfortunately, is it sets an expectation, whether it's tuition forgiveness or otherwise. And that's unfair to the people that they're being told, because they don't realize that they're getting worked here. They're being lied to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's basically correct. First of all, I think reparations is a stupid idea. You know, if anyone could demand reparations, it wouldn't be blacks or, you know, whoever might be next in line, Irishmen or something. It would be Native American Indians. Mm-hmm. So in reality, if you start trying to make up for the atrocities of history, all our ancestors killed each other. You know, the best Indian fighting regiment was the Buffalo Soldiers. They were all black. If you start actually unpacking this stuff, it becomes really, really hard to say that Group A morally owes money to Group B.
Right.
You know, black Americans could start pressuring the Arab states who actually launched much of the East African slave trade. I mean, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, the idea itself is a bad idea. And when you get into the idea, there are other kind of practical questions that come up. So, for example, there is a difference in wealth, not really in income anymore, at least in the middle class, between white and black households. So the average black household has, might be off on this, but $20,000 in wealth, if you're talking about stocks and bonds, this kind of thing. Average white household has about $100,000. And you could argue that a percentage of that difference, maybe half or a third, is due to historical racism. So you could at least make a reasonable pitch for reparations. Like, we're going to give a $20,000 bonus to lower-income black students that are going to college or something like that. The figures that people are coming up with seem to just be completely made up. And that was kind of Irby's point. Like, this is just politicians, particularly black politicians, but also white liberals, lying to get people out to the polls. Like, the California idea of $5 million per person, that doesn't make any sense, because the California wealth gap is, again, like $80,000 per big household.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my honest assumption would just be that a bunch of people sat in a room and they didn't have a methodologist that's called in there with them, and they came up with a number that they thought sounded good. So, yeah, I mean, of course, if you start telling people this kind of nonsense, like, you know, Uncle Sam's going to give you $10 million, it's going to sound good, and people are going to want to vote for you. It's going to be very easy to persuade them that the people that don't want to give you $10 million are, you know, clenched-fisted bigots. Again, we come back to the reality, though, that there's no way to give 40 million people $10 million. I mean, if we gave 40 million people $10,000, that would be $400 billion.
Exactly.
What would it be, $400 trillion? I mean, that's
Well, that's the deal. Yeah. Well, and again, how do you ferret this out? I mean, because you have situations where, you know, like Angela Davis, you and I talked about this last time when they did a discovery in her roots and found out that, you know, her roots were on the Mayflower. You know, so she had, you know, white jeans in her composition. And, oh, my goodness, I mean, the look on her face was that, oh, get me out of here. Tell me that's not so. You know, and she just was absolutely disgusted because she's been, you know, such an antagonist for so long. And so doctrinally fixed that this was quite disturbing to her. So how many other minorities find themselves in a situation like that? Larry Elder, who ran for governor of California, he defined reparations as the extraction of money from people who were never slave owners to be given to people who were never slaves. And I think that that's part of the, you know, part of the formula that isn't considered here, right?
Yeah, I mean, now, you know, we're both reasonably effective, you know, leaders. If you're coming for, if you're just making a ruthless decision, you know, we have to do this for whatever reason, you know, lost race war 50 years in the future, I don't think it would be all that difficult to make up some kind of program along which set of lines you paid out reparations. I mean, you know, identified as a black person and have since birth according to your IDs or something like that. Now, again, logically, yes, of course, there are a ton of practical problems with this. Like, what's your cutoff for being black? Like, I'm half black and half Celtic and Native. Do I qualify as black? Are you going to ferret out foreign black? Like, are you going to DNA test people? Because otherwise everyone's going to say they're black. But you could come up with some kind of framework. It's just, one, you do face those moral questions. Like, what about the white descendants of Union soldiers? I think that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a complex issue.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, right now, of course, it's the season. We're, what, 18 months away from the next election. So, hey, the Democrats are desperate, and they're losing voters all the time, and they can't keep the border wide open enough and figure out a way to get these illegal migrants to get a ballot in their hands. So stay tuned. You know, they continue to fight. The resistance is very strong for them.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Wilford Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Will, huge scandal. I mean, bombshell after bombshell. It's amazing to me, the Durham report, what it did confirm. Things that we've talked about for 4 years that we've been canceled by, you know, social media. We were called conspiratists and everything. And here it is. I mean, again, we're reminded, whether it was the Mueller report, the IG report, these are all consistent, and the liars continue to lie. They just, poo-poo the Durham report like it's meaningless. And here what have we spent? I think if you looked at it, we probably just spent $100 million of the people's money on these investigations, and it comes to the same conclusion. Donald Trump did not collude with the Russians. End of story. And we found out the FBI is corrupt. They are politically biased. They've weaponized, the institution itself. I mean, we have whistleblowers right now, just, very passionately. You saw them in this hearing yesterday. And the one whistleblower just says, the government, the FBI, they will crush you. This is where we are right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, my take on the Durham report, I agree with you. I would say that this is one of the biggest political scandals that I've seen during my lifetime. I mean, I'm sure your audience is pretty well read. But for those that aren't familiar, the Durham report is a background investigation into the what we now know was largely fake scandal that was called Russiagate.
Right.
And what we found essentially is that based on campaign intel almost from the Hillary Clinton campaign, the Obama era FBI was weaponized against Donald Trump, and they began this investigation into quote unquote Russian collusion. And this was despite the fact that their own old Russia hands said that there was no evidence that, the former president was a Russian agent, obviously, but also asset, someone who worked frequently with the Russians. Michael Bloomberg has been accused of playing that role. I mean, that's not all that rare. There was no evidence of this at all. The investigation was launched based on things like the Steele dossier, which was a bunch of nonsense put together by Clinton campaign people, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, for years, this kind of dubiously legal investigation of Donald Trump went on. And for all Trump's bluster, like most of the things he said about this, like, I never worked with the Russians and I think they're illegally investigating me, turned out to be true.
Exactly.
And the big thing with this is that it kind of gets into the question of what's news and what isn't, right? So for the past couple of weeks, the airwaves have been full of this story about Jordan Neely, who's a criminal vagrant who was killed in a fight with a former Marine after threatening a bunch of people on a train. Now, that's tragic for both men and so on. But the question is this really a bigger deal than what came out through Durham? Is the Durham report going to be reported on in the same way that Russiagate itself was? And the answer is obviously not. So when people ask, why are there fewer scandals during Democratic administrations? One obvious reason is that the media leans to the left, so they're less reported on.
Exactly.
Like the old Barack Obama line, you know, the only thing he did wrong was wear a tan suit. Not really. I mean, the entire Fast and Furious gun running scandal happened under Mr. Obama, and we now know he signed off on specific elements of this.
Exactly.
We lost, what, 10,000 guns in Mexico, and one of them was used to shoot a Border Patrol agent in the head. So, I mean, the reason that that's not an internationally famous set of words, Fast and the Furious, is that the media loved Barack Obama. And we'll see what happens with the Durham report, but I can't imagine much.
Well, you already see the people on the left, they're trying to, you know, cover themselves and justify. I mean, they don't even talk about it in terms of lying. They just try to do everything they can to discredit the Durham report. And here it is, you know, you've got somebody who, going into it on both sides, there was bipartisan appreciation and respect for this man's capability. And because he came up with the wrong answers or didn't, he didn't, I mean, on one hand, and this is disturbing for people on the right, is where's the consequences? I mean, you've got FBI agents that lied. I mean, we've got people, you know, that were tormented, that were on the right, just associated with the Trump campaign. And what hell did they go through? How much money did they lose personally? And you've got Stroke, you've got, you know, Andrew McCabe, you got James Clapper, Brennan, James Comey, the list goes on, and they get away with it. Nothing happens to them. You got Adam Schiff, who's lied through his teeth, said, oh, no, the evidence is there. It's clear. It's right before your eyes. It is clearly discernible, everything. I mean, for years he pounded that message. And so what happens to Adam Schiff? Right now he's running to take Dianne Feinstein's place as senator of California, and he's leading the polls. And there's a good chance that he's going to get rewarded for all this lying. He's going to end up being a senator.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Schiff is sort of a modern Joe McCarthy, except that at least Joe McCarthy found some communists. I mean, like, the extent to which this guy just went on TV and said, you know, I have here a list of 57 Russians that Trump has communicated with, is really remarkable now that we know that, you know, again, unlike Tail Gunner Joe, there was no possibility that's true. Like, I mean, with politicians, I mean, you understand, like, they're wolfing a little, they're exaggerating a little. But, I mean, Adam Schiff literally camped out at CNN for about 2 years saying almost verbatim, you know, I've got big news that I can't quite reveal, but this Russia hammer is going to drop.
Yes.
And we now understand that there was no or very little collusion between anyone in the Trump campaign. We're not even talking about Trump, the big guy. And the Russians. There were, I think, a total of one meeting between Trump staffers below the very lowest level in Russia, and it focused mostly on child adoption. So people are now falling back on these kind of crazy defenses. So I've seen people say that there was probable cause to think at the start of the entire thing that Trump might have colluded with Russia. So in that sense, there was a Russiagate, or Putin once joked about helping rig the 2016 election with Facebook memes and so on, and Trump laughed at that, so there was Russiagate. Trump was pressuring Putin to support him. But the reality, though, is that without just babbling on, Russiagate was a very specific set of things. Like, if you remember these crazy claims, like the PP tape, like Trump was hiring, he was going to Russia and hiring prostitutes to urinate on Barack Obama's bed. I mean, like, there were these specific, horrifying claims, and they were just all fake. It was just all bar talk between guys who'd worked for different campaigns. It was put together by Hillary Clinton. So that's what happened to Russiagate. It was 99.99% BS.
Yeah, it was all diversion. I mean, Hillary Clinton was in trouble. She, erased, what, 30,000 emails. She had a server that was compromised, you know, that she compromised the whole process. I mean, here it is. Donald Trump has FBI agents storming his home in Mar-a-Lago for documents that he was in discussion with, and they storm. But Hillary Clinton has 30,000 emails she erased. She's got a server that's operating in a bathroom in Colorado. And, I mean, and so she's in a mess. And she's already in trouble because of Benghazi and all this stuff. See, the common side on the left is Barack Obama. And Barack Obama goes untouched. I mean, you know, she has the Clinton Foundation. And, of course, now, you know, again, the Biden family business is all. And Joe Biden's vice president, Barack Obama, common. So if the big guy's getting 10% and his beak's getting wet, then and he's got Hillary Clinton getting money with a side hustle. You got the side hustle from the Biden family. You got John Kerry's slight side hustle that's happening. You're going to tell me Barack Obama's not in on this thing?
Well, yeah, it's weird because Barack Obama is a highly intelligent, ruthless, mildly corrupt. He's a politician, sort of eminence in the Democratic Party, but no one ever talks about him. It really is incredibly strange. The only person I can think of that's analogous, that's like so holy, no one's ever like, seems like he plagiarized a lot of that dissertation, would be Martin Luther King. But yeah, I mean, obviously, like when people say someone activated the FBI on the request of Clinton, like that somebody would be Barack Obama.
Again, yeah, like he got Lois Lerner to do his bidding against the Tea Party, right? So there is a pattern here that is consistent with said personality, in my humble opinion.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, Barack Obama is an extremely successful, extremely aggressive politician. I mean, like, you know, Michelle Obama, who's no joke, describes him as dominant in their marriage in her book. I mean, like, so he's not especially a nice guy. No one who becomes president is. It's just that no one ever points this out. I mean, yeah, what you're talking about is the Obama weaponized the IRS for a period of about 2 years. It was later toned down, but to specifically target conservative groups because of the threat of the Tea Party, the threat of the small government movement. So it's about 2010 to 2012, 13. And I mean, there were multiple incidents like this, like Dinesh D'Souza, who I think we've both met. Actually went to jail, coincidentally, just a year after releasing a movie that was a bestseller that was very critical of Barack Obama.
Right.
And the official reason was some kind of campaign finance violation.
Yeah.
The one time I dug into this, I found that no one ever had gone to jail for that before Dinesh D'Souza.
Exactly.
So you obviously understand at some level that the Democrats are at least as ruthless and aggressive. I'd say much more than... as the Republican Party is. There's a much bigger screening core for them, if that makes sense. Like, it's much less likely that the Fast and the Furious is going to become a major scandal than it is that, you know, anything Trump did would. Which makes it kind of impressive how many scandals the Clintons racked up, to be honest.
Well, exactly. Well, I always tell people, I go, if you want to have fun, I mean, this is like kind of goofy fun, but you Google Clinton deaths. Just for an exercise, and just see how many names come flying around that are associated, and that there's this realm of suspicion, but you never hear about it. You know, pretty crazy.
It's like I'm sure most of those people died a natural death, but Jeff Epstein didn't kill himself. You know, boom, 2 years ago.
Yeah. We'll go with that. Dr. Wilfred Riley, he's a professor of political science at Kentucky State University. Thank you, Will.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.